And here we go. All right. We're live. Hello, Nikki. How are you? How are you?
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, I could not go to sleep last night.
Yeah, I slept.
Oh, not me.
Horribly.
I didn't get to bed till 4 something. It was after 4 o'clock when I went to bed. That's insane, right? I mean, that's insanity.
You need to go to bed at a normal time.
Yeah, I know, right? God, ugh. Do you hear my disgust? Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. I can't sleep again. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know.
I'm going to end up being one of these, I got crazy people, I think. I'm crazy. I can't sleep at night. It's insanity.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't want to go to bed.
I can sleep anytime.
I don't want to go to bed.
Yeah, I don't want to go to bed. There's a difference between not being able to sleep and not wanting to go to
bed. It's like, you don't want to go to bed, and then there's nobody up, so you're bored, you know?
Yep, I know that
one. It's like, oh, shit, I wish my wife was awake. But I'm like, well, I guess she's gonna
be awake with me.
Yeah, I know. I sit there and say, oh, I wish she was awake with me. I could sit there and talk to her. Then I'm like, well, then, you know, she's got to go to work. But I'm operating on, like, a couple hours of sleep. I don't know what, that can't be healthy. There's no way that's healthy. Oh, well. So, good morning, everybody. So what's up with you, Nikki?
Nothing. I just woke up.
Let's go. Oh, bragging about your sleep, I see. Well. Like, seriously, what time did you go to sleep last night?
3-ish, I think.
Oh. Well, that's not that bad. I mean, my problem is, I think it's like I'm so tired early in the night, in the evening, right? And I end up taking a nap.
I do too.
It's like, oh my God, I'm so tired that I have to take a nap early in the evening, like right after dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm becoming like, I don't know. I'm like some super old person. You know? It's crazy because it's like, okay, I'll eat, you know? And then after I eat, what in the world are you doing, man? What is that noise?
It is not me.
Oh, it sounds like someone's pulling tape.
I don't know what it is, but it is not me.
Really?
No, it's coming from my end.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was going to say, good Lord, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like tape's being pulled and then, you know. Yeah, no, so I'm eating my dinner, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm falling asleep.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in the living room.
I do that every time I eat.
Well, no, I wish I could just fall asleep then for the night, you know?
Right.
Well, my wife and I both, we're so ancient. It's like we're living on a beach resort in Florida or something with our schedule lately. We eat at a reasonable time, you know?
Yeah.
Like in the 7 o'clock hour or so we'll eat, which is still, I guess, kind of late, but. So we finish up the meal, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're watching something while we eat. And then we'll chill out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like we're ready to be, like we used to be awake and, you know, we would watch programs and then we're fine, right?
Right.
I'm so dog tired after I eat that I literally have to close my eyes. Like, I'm sitting on the couch, and I shut my eyes.
It's like, oh, my God, I can't keep my eyes open anymore.
Yes, it's like that. I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. my God, I'm so tired. And by the way, I'm sure that's a horrible sign, you know.
It happens to me all the time.
And we'll be like.
Any time of the day.
Oh, no.
Especially after I eat.
No, this is only at night. This is only, you know. Of course, it's the only time I really eat is at night. And so we will, we'll be watching TV, you know. Mm-hmm. And we will close our eyes. And during, I don't even know what's on TV. Last night it was like college basketball or something. All right?
Yeah.
And we just close our eyes, you know. And my wife is sitting on one couch, you know, and I'm on the other one. You know, they're right next to each other. And I'm convinced this is how we'll die, you know. It will be.
Sleeping to death?
Yes, they'll find us sleeping. After a meal. And my daughter used to sit down with us and we'd watch something. And you know what I mean? Mm. It'd be nice. It's family time. Now she comes in, she eats, and then she's gone.
Yeah.
She's like, out of there. She's like, I'm gone. You know what I mean? And then if there's nothing, there's nothing that she wants to watch, you know? Because I try to catch up on my different shows, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's nothing good on anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got, well, like, there's a Fortnite, the invasion thing going on.
Huh?
Well, on Supergirl, The Flash, The Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow, all the heroes are fighting all the villains, you know. It's supposed to be really cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I got that going on, so we're watching it every night. And my daughter's like, oh, this is stupid. Isn't there something else on? I'll be like, well, what the hell could we watch that will entertain you, you know? And she'll be like, I want to watch a documentary. And I'm like, oh, what kind of animal have I raised? I mean, a documentary. Jesus. I want to watch a documentary about, you know, about tree fungus or just ridiculous things, you know. Or else she wants to watch like she'll go, oh, let's go find get me the house, whatever. I'm like, what? Well, they're selling houses. And I go, who the hell watches that? You know, who wants to watch that stupid show? She goes, you just don't understand. And then she gets up and storms out, you know.
Which show?
I don't even know what
Saving Houses.
I don't even know what it's about.
Well, then how do you know it's stupid?
Because I can tell it's stupid. It's on like the Home and Garden TV.
Well, then it's definitely not stupid.
It's definitely stupid.
That's what I watch all the time.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Home and Garden TV. Jesus.
HGTV.
Ugh. Bullshit TV is what they should call it.
No, it's not. It's like the number one channel that I watch.
Well, that's bullshit, watching that channel.
No, it's not.
Watching a bunch of reality shows about, you know, about people buying homes.
About people fixing homes. Rehabs.
Well, they're fixing them, or they're always fixing to sell them. You ever notice? Yeah, they fix it. No.
Then they bring them in to fix them.
No, it's every show is their. I know what it's about. They buy a house and then they fix it up and they sell it. It's always someone getting screwed.
No, not everybody's getting screwed.
Every one of those shows is about how, you know, how American it is to fuck everybody over.
That is not even close.
That's what it is. Mm-mm. Yes, I watched the show. I watched the show, okay, where this couple, all right, this couple buys a house. Like, they take people out and they show them houses, right?
House hunters.
No. This is something else. Mm-mm. I can't think of the name of it. What they do is they buy a house, All right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up getting the house for them, for the people, right? Mm-hmm. And then they redecorate the whole, they redesign the whole house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like they take out rooms and they put a new room in, or they, you know, they replace the furniture or what, they just replace it.
Yeah.
And then by the time they move in, they've got the house, which was an old beat up shit house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they have a house that's totally redecorated and.
And those people pay for that.
Yeah. But they're not really paying. I mean,
they have a budget.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. The whole thing is somebody's getting screwed. I could tell.
No.
I know what's going on in them houses. I know what's going on. And they show some of the house. The other house, they're not doing shit to, you know.
Because they didn't buy that one.
Well, I know what's going on. I can tell.
Ugh.
And then they sell the house, and everybody's. My daughter goes, "Oh, isn't it great?" I go, "No, this is what a stupid show." I go, "Number one, this is not how it really is." Okay. Number two, if it really is like that, the people are idiots for paying that much money. Number three, they have to be compensated from the show. It's impossible to be on these shows. It's
obviously, you watched Love It or List It.
No, I watched, what the hell's the name of it? I watched The Property Brothers is one.
Oh, I love Property Brothers.
Oh, my God. This show's a ripoff. I mean,
mm-mm.
Oh, it's horrible.
They've got a couple.
The Property Brothers. They're looking for the good pussy. There's The Property Brothers, and then there's, what the hell is this
house? Love It or List It.
No. It's about...
Flip or Flop.
It's a flip. It's a husband and wife.
Oh, Chip and Joe.
Chip and Joe. No, is that it?
Those are the people that do it.
The woman's like, I don't know what she's some kind of.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's some kind of ethnic, right?
She's Indian.
Is she? She's Indian?
Yeah. Native American.
Maybe she is, yeah. And the husband is.
Blonde.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's Chip and Joe.
Oh, she looks like she needs a good freaking pounding. I'll tell you that. That's why I watched the show. Damn it. Yeah, it takes place in Texas, I think.
Yeah. Waco.
Yeah, but it's ridiculous, this show.
Why? It's my favorite one.
Oh, my God.
Brothers.
Really? Oh.
Flip or Flop.
Ugh.
I live for these shows.
The whole thing is, I mean, all the houses, they look alike.
No, they don't.
Yeah, it's like she has all this old shit that she puts in there. It's ugly as sin, these houses.
No, it is not.
Oh, they're terrible. They really are. They're just horrible.
No.
Horrible.
No.
So that's what, yeah, so my daughter always wants to watch some shit like that. And I put my foot down. I go, you know, we get to watch TV like an hour a night. No, we're going to watch something good. So thank you. And my wife doesn't care. She just, you know, she just wants to have everybody together in the room. Well, now my daughter leaves. You know, she leaves. It's like, we don't even finish with the meal. She's like, ugh, I'm out of here. And she gets up from her perch on the chair, and then she leaves and goes to her room and watches something. It's unbelievable. Really is.
I would, too.
You would not.
Yes, I would.
And then, here's the other thing my daughter does. Oh, this makes me crazy. Like, this has been happening every night, you know. Every night this happens. And I used to be, like, accommodating to my daughter. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I try to keep her included and, you know, but now I'm just like, screw it. I'm not going to wait because she can't keep it together. And I mean, like we'll watch things. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll, she won't be caught up. She'll be behind in the things we watch. And so I'll be like, oh, son of a bitch, here we go. Now we got to, now we got to try to, we got to wait for her to watch this and then, you know, and I mean, I used to be like, okay, well, hurry up and watch this so we could watch it after dinner, you know what I mean? Because number one, I know my wife wants to watch this stuff. You know what I mean?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Why'd you get all quiet?
I'm sorry. I was talking.
Oh. I didn't hear anything. Oh,
sorry. Well, I want to watch a show. And my daughter will also, you know, will say, oh, I got to catch up. Okay? So we give her time to catch up with the show. All right? Well, then she never watches it. She never watches the damn show that she's supposed to watch. So it ends up, us giving her time to watch the show to catch up.
Yeah.
And then she never watches it. So I'm finally like, you know what? Screw it. If she's got to be caught up, and if she's not, then we're just moving on. Then we are. Then we're moving on. Well, it's like, you know, that's what we have to do. So she, so now she gets offended.
I would too.
Like she says, oh, well, I haven't watched The Flash yet. I'm like, how did you not watch the? I said, it's like 8 weeks in. How have you not watched it?
She's got things to do better than watching TV.
So I go, all right, well, how many have you watched, right? I'm thinking she's watched like 3 or 4, you know what I mean?
That
she goes, oh, well, I haven't watched any yet. I'm like, you've got 8 weeks of the freaking show. You haven't watched any of it yet. Because she's been busy watching these ridiculous whatever shows. Ridiculous, you know. Whatever those damn stupid shows are. So I'm like, well, now, what are we doing now? She's like, oh, well, I'm watching the whatever documentary or something. I'll be like, well, that's not doing us any good. Go watch the shows. So this week it's been about we eat. First off, she's like, well, we're going to have to watch something that we've seen. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no. No, we're not. We're watching the Flash show. We're not going to sit around and wait for you to catch up. You've had plenty of time to catch up, and you've decided to not watch, you know.
Right.
I'm like, it's just bullshit. You know, you're not going to watch these shows. You're just trying to get us to make sure it's something you want to watch. Oh, it's so annoying. Oh, well, I want to watch Property Brothers. And I'm like, no, we're not watching Property Brothers.
It's good TV.
Oh, we are, you know. Oh, well, let's watch a documentary. I'm like, no, we're not gonna.
What's wrong with documentaries?
I go, Bella, we're not gonna start a documentary. Well, this is why. She's like, oh, I want to start this documentary. All right.
She wants to learn.
No, this is not what, that's not what she's doing. I'd be like, okay, we'll start a documentary, we'll watch it, and then the next night we'll watch more of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the next night we'll watch, no. It's not what she wants. She wants me to start a documentary, okay? And watch it while we're eating so she can be in the room with us. And then until she's sick of it, all right? And then she leaves the room. And then at some point in the next day or two, she watches the rest of it in her room. You know what I mean? It's like that.
Aww.
I'm like, I'm not going to have a bunch of shows that are like 1/8 watched. You know, so now I'm like, screw it. I'm like, F it. I'm just going to,
Scrooge.
We're gonna flip them. You know, no. I'm not even having the argument with her anymore. Oh. No argument. I'm like, oh, good, we're watching this. And now she does this whole, and she gets up from a table, or, you know, she gets up and goes to, you know, goes right to her bedroom. And so I'm telling my wife, you know, it would be just easier if she watches something in her room. The rest of it, now we don't, you know, we don't want to have to guess what the hell we're supposed to watch. Property Brothers or whatever the hell it is. Ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I'm right, correct? I mean, don't you?
No.
I don't know what the hell.
Time of three. Do what she wants to do.
No. Why should I? I don't understand it. And by the way, I don't. I mean, it literally takes her 6 minutes to eat. It does. It takes her. It takes her, you know, minutes, and she's done eating. Mm-hmm. And then what the hell am I supposed to do? Like, her mother, if her mother serves our dinner, you know, I'll sit and I'll wait.
Yes.
And, you know, I'll sit and wait to, you know, to eat. Meanwhile, my daughter will be eating, and by the time her mom sits down to eat with us, she's almost done. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting when her mom starts, you know. So I'm trying to keep it together. You know? Mm-hmm. And then she's getting up. Like 40 seconds into the meal, she's getting up and going, oh, that was good. And it's like, I look at her plate, right? I look at her plate. She never eats anything. Never.
Well, she doesn't require a lot.
Yeah, I'm on to this, whatever's going on. I think there's drug use or something. I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
But I know that I know her TV habits have got to change. Because I'm not changing our the rest of our TV habits over her lack of eating.
Oh, no.
Yep. That's what I'm doing. So from now on. And the other thing is, this is the other thing, Nikki.
What, Ray?
Shows are coming on to like Netflix and stuff that I would like to watch, you know. And I wait to watch shows based on the availability of my wife watching and, you know. Mm-hmm. And now my daughter's got this whole thing going where something comes on like Netflix and she starts watching it. Mm. She just watches it. Mm-hmm. And then she goes to her mother and says, oh, you've got to watch this show so I can talk to you about it. Mm-hmm. And my wife goes and watches it. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
so what are you doing?
Nobody's told me about the show. Nobody's told me shit. So there's no time for me to watch, you know. They just go about their own life watching stuff. I don't get to watch this show. And if I'm doing like a mold inspection, because, you know, usually we do our, it's nights when we do our things, you know. Mm-hmm. Because people have to work. And so we're very accommodating to the customer when we inspect mold. Mm-hmm. And so I'll go out for a mold inspection, and then I'll come back, and they'll have watched, you know, they'll have moved on. And they're like, oh, well, I'm like six episodes in. I'm like, six episodes in? But the whole thing's eight. And then I'll be like, well, hold on, let's start this over again. And my wife will be like, oh, God, no, we're not starting it over. I just watched it. I'm like, so yeah. I'm shit out of luck.
You can watch it during the day.
The show that they're watching is The Crown. Mm-hmm. All right? Which is about Queen Elizabeth or something.
Yes.
Which I would have watched. I would have gladly watched. Mm-hmm. I said, I got nothing wrong with The Crown. I'll watch The Crown with you. Mm-hmm. But no, they've watched it together. The two of them. And I don't mean they've watched it together, like in the same room.
Right.
Like they watch it, you know. My daughter has Netflix on her phone. I don't know when she's watching. I don't know if she's watching this stuff at school or who knows what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Watching it over her lunch hour or what, but Jesus. I'm getting caught up on all these shows. I have no idea what's going on. Nobody tells me anything.
Oh, it's annoying. That usually happens to dads.
Oh, it's annoying. It's annoying as shit. You try to keep, you know, you try to stay involved and keep up with things, but how do you stay involved with that?
It's a lost cause.
It is. Let's shit on dad.
They don't do it on purpose.
Oh, sure. Now, yes, they do. So now it's like when we get a chance to watch TV, I'm going to pick one. I'm picking this. We're watching it. There. And my daughter will go, this is stupid.
We'll see how far that goes and how empty the room gets.
She goes, oh, this is stupid. This is dumb. This is stupid. This is stupid.
You got a teenager.
And I'm like, well, then get the hell out of here if you think it's so stupid. Jesus. I think it's why sports are so, you know. I think it's why sports are so popular. I really do. I think.
Not to me.
I think that this is why the sports are very, very popular.
And how is this connected?
Well, because when the Cubs are on, we got to watch the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
We watch them all as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what inning you're into, you want to watch it live. So I'll put the game on in the summer, and we're all happy watching the Cubs. When the games are over, it's God, you know, who knows what we're watching. So that's why I think sports TV programming is very important. Right? I mean, you get it.
Yeah.
Listen, the bottom line is I know I'm not going to watch Property Brothers. Jesus
well,
Christ.
You're missing out.
That show's a scam.
You're missing out.
Oh, well, Jonathan here is going to build you a... well, here's the deal. First off, what are you looking for? Okay, great. We're going to show you this house. Wonderful. And they go to this house. They go, oh, my God, this house is fantastic. Yeah, isn't it? It's wonderful.
Yeah, you can't get that in your budget.
And they go, oh, this house cost $4 million. Like, oh, my God. Like, our budget's like $600,000. By the way, who's buying a $600,000 house?
Everywhere but here.
God damn it. $600,000 for a house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I could win the lottery and I wouldn't buy a house that big. You know what I mean? Who buys these houses? They go, well, this house is actually $1.8 million. And the people be like, oh, no. It's horrible. And they go, however, you can buy a dilapidated property and pay us this much to refurb it for you. I'm like, so as a customer, you go, wait a minute. Wait a second here. You're telling me that you're going to buy a house that you're telling me the price of the house is only this. And then you've got a bunch of other money that you've budgeted. You're going to give me that as well. So I'm going to take the house that you purchased, then I'm going to refix it up, and then I'm going to sell it to you. You know what? Something's a scam in there. Something's amiss.
You always think something's
a scam.
No,
there is. There's some scam going on. Convinced. And they're never showing, like, you know, where do the people, what are they, what are they doing with the property they live in, you know? What about what they already own?
That's not part of the show.
Yeah, well, it should be. I think there's
why?
Some, because number one, and the people, you know, the people are being paid money to be on the program.
But not enough to cover the room.
Yeah,
model.
But they're still being paid. There's some payment.
Geez.
There's payment happening.
Big deal.
I'm on this scam. This is a scam.
Oh, my God.
People are up to no good. Sons of bitches. Yeah, so I don't trust those shows. I don't like those shows like that. And the other thing is the cupcake shows. Oh, my God. There's so many freaking cupcake shows on.
I watched that, too.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Food Network.
Yeah. The Food Network and the Cooking Channel and... There's something going on that I just don't like.
You just don't like anything this morning.
And you know what? I don't like the commercials. They're constantly got the commercials on. Ugh. Oh my God, these commercials on these shows. Son of a bitch. We'll be back with more Property Brothers in just a moment after this eighth set of commercials. Have you noticed that if you watch these shows, there's a lot of commercials in them?
I don't pay attention to the commercials. And
you're not what do you do during the commercials?
I watch the commercials. I just, not that they annoy me or anything.
Oh, they bother me. Jesus.
I think you're highly bothered.
I am very bothered. Yes, that's exactly what I am. I'm very bothered.
You need to quit being so bothered.
Hey, you know what I did last night? I went to go to the bathroom. Late, because I kind of pee so bad at night. Like, during the day, I hardly have to pee. But then at night, oh, my God, it's just pee, 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 pee. And I think my eating's all screwed up, too, because, like, during the day, I never eat. And then at night, when everybody gets home, I just eat, you know, I
just
devour.
Just eating, like, every 2 hours, something small.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not. I'm going,
well,
like...
you do.
I'll go, like, the first 12 hours, I eat nothing, you know. Yeah, I know, and then I eat too much at night. That might be why I'm fat.
You stretch your stomach out at night because you're eating for the whole day.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But then I go, then I read, you got to stop eating before 6 o'clock and blah, 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 you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if I'm going to bed at
four... You get the surgery, you got to follow what they tell you to a T.
Okay, but if I'm going to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, then why would I stop eating at 5:30?
Because you're supposed to go to bed between 9 and 11.
Oh, no. It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Going to bed that hours.
You'd be
it's
much
insane.
Healthier and happier. And...
Oh, no. Yeah, so I, but I don't eat during the day. I got to start eating during the day. And the other thing is I got to start bathing. Oh, my God.
What?
I got to bathe.
Ugh.
Yeah, because I'll go
I
like...
I don't want to know.
Oh, no, Nikki, I got to tell you.
I don't want to know.
Let me tell you something.
No. Nobody needs to know that. We'll just pretend
no.
Do it every day.
Because, listen, I went to the bathroom.
I don't need to know that either.
And I went to sit on the toilet, right?
I don't want to know. Change the subject.
Well, I just had my legs spread, you know, a little bit.
Stop.
And a waft... came up and just hit me right in the face. Oh, and it smelled so foul.
I don't need to know this.
I was like, oh, man. Oh. It was terrible. You know. So that made me realize I have got to... you know, I got to start cleaning myself more during the day.
Well, things you got to start doing.
Yeah, I got to clean better. Ooh.
You talk a good game, but you never follow through. You need to start following through.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I got to.
Maybe.
Maybe I got to, just got to clean myself. But like, so I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm going to shower every day. You know, I got to get myself cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happens is like I'll have a day where I don't have much to do.
So?
And I'll be like, oh, screw it. I don't have to take a shower today.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I know. I do. I do realize I do have to do that, you know. That is something I must do. Get what?
You're going to get skin infections and you're going to have to.
I don't know any of that.
And...
No.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah, so now I got to start getting ready to, I do have to get ready to do that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I got to shower. So I just want to let everybody know that I'll be showering now every day. So
good.
There we go, everybody. Mm-hmm. I gotta let you know that I'm going to shower every single day, everyone. So, good news. Good news, yes, for America. Yeah, but I'll tell you, I like so. But it's so good to not, you know. It is good to not shower.
Blame your own self.
Well, it's, you know. What it is I get so, you know, I get so clean when I shower, you know, that my wife just can't keep her hands off me, so.
Yeah.
You know. Just got to try to stretch it out, you know. Because that's what happens. Yeah, but no, I do need the shower. I'm going to start.
Yes.
I'm going to start. But then I don't want to
shower.
Oh, I don't want to shower too much, all right? Because I'm like, I don't think there's a happy in between for me. I think that's a problem. Everything I do to excess.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. So, I'm going to shower today after the show. I'm gonna put up the podcast. I'm not answering the phone. I'm there not answering the door. I'm not. Although I tell you, I do have to talk about this lawn. So you know what I mean. I have things that I have to do. But I'm just gonna shut everything down and I'm gonna shower. Soon as I put the podcast up, all right?
Which should be immediately after the show.
Oh, you think so? Really?
Yeah.
All right. That's not a bad idea, actually. Mm-hmm. That's all right. That's not a bad idea.
No playing this trick of I said I was going to take a shower after I put up the podcast.
Right.
And let the podcast wait all day.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. Here's my plan. I'm going to, all right, I said I'm going to get off the show. I'm going to put load the podcast immediately. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to load the podcast and then I'm going to go jump in the shower.
Good.
And I'm going to clean everything off, you know,
mm-hmm. After you get out of the shower
and I'll wash my hair and everything. Yeah. Then I'm going to get out. And then I'm going to eat something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I'll, if I have to nap or something, I'm really set up nice to take a good nap. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm all showered and my tummy's full. Oh, yeah. See, but then here's what's going to happen, though. Then my wife's going to come home from work. Of course, that gives me about an hour. That's not bad. That's like pretty good. Because then I only nap for less than an hour. You know, I'm not over napping. Who knows? Maybe this might be a good thing here. Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah. And then that's my. Maybe that's my new. That's my new plan, I think.
There you go.
Thank you, Nikki. I came up with it all myself, see? I'll just talk it out.
Yeah.
And then I'll be able to take care of my business. Yep. That's good. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll put my podcast up and then I'll go shower immediately. Well, good. By the way, here's a message that I got today. It says, on this morning's morning disaster, old man Ray complains about the changes in his world, his bathroom issues, mm-hmm. and then he yells at kids to get off his lawn. That's not true.
So true.
No, come on. Oh, my lawn is a mess. I got to do something about the lawn.
I told you, have somebody come mow it up.
I've got to, because there are leaves everywhere. And now the leaves are, you know, the leaves are just, they're everywhere. And now they're not just in our yard, okay? Mm-hmm. They've now spread to the yards of neighbors.
Oh, that's their problem.
No, it's not. It's our problem, because it's our leaves.
So?
Well,
it's on their property. You can't do anything about it.
Okay, but if we would have gotten rid of them immediately, you know, then they would have just been our problem. But we didn't.
Once they leave your jurisdiction, they are not your problem.
No, what I'm saying is the leaves fell, all right? It wasn't very windy.
Mm-hmm.
The leaves fell. We didn't pick up the leaves. And now the wind and rain and stuff have blown them over to other people's yards.
Yeah, that's what leaves do.
Like people, you know, people who've already cleaned up all their leaves, you know, are now cleaning up ours. And I know they're mother effering us, you know, behind our backs.
Yeah.
So I don't need that. I don't need that happening. No mother effing of Ray Lytle going on in the background. So I gotta take care of that somehow. But I don't even have a rake. I don't have a lawnmower. I don't even have a rake. I have nothing to do the leaves with.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there you go. So I'm trying to figure it out, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what I figured out, though. Holy crap. I'll just show you this. Hold on. Let me go to my phone and click this up here. Let's see. Hold on. Yesterday, we did that Facebook video, okay?
Which one?
A Facebook Live.
Yeah.
During the show, right?
Mm-hmm. You dropped the F-bomb.
Oh, yeah. Whoops. About sports clips. Yeah. Let's see. And by the way, we're the only one that does it properly. You know, we do a show. You get to hear the whole show. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about other shows. Well, actually, I guess I am talking about other shows. But I know there's some other shows that do it. All you hear is like their voice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what the hell? You can't. Why in the world would you listen to a show where you can't hear everything? You know what I mean?
You do hear everything.
No. I'm talking about these other radio shows, okay? There's other radio shows on Facebook, you know, doing their business. And I'm not going to name names, but I'll go to watch them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I watch them, it's always the voice of, it sounds horrible, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it does. It just sounds terrible. But yet ours sounds good, okay? Ours sounds good because I actually went out and I purchased something. I purchased a product that takes the, you know, that takes the sound coming from our main unit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then it puts it all into the to the computer feed, you know what I mean? Or the whole Facebook feed, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So when you listen to our feed, you hear everything that's coming through the airways, all right? None of this screwing around. And so that's what I'm saying. These other places, like you go to listen, all you hear is like their voice. You know, you're not hearing, you don't hear the phone calls. You're not hearing the other person. It sounds horrible. You don't hear anything. And it just sounds half-ass, you know? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Kind of.
Or are you lost?
Kind of lost.
Okay. Like, do you know when you do the Facebook Live, there are different ways to do it. All right? There is a way to do it where you just talk and how do I explain this? Like the people can hear a your voice, all right? That's all they hear is what's coming out of your mouth. And it sounds sort of like a distant, and it just doesn't sound that good. And then there's another way where you're taking a feed from your main source, all right? And you're running that as your audio. When you do that, it sounds so much better.
Okay.
It's professional audio. It sounds really good. Okay? None of these other shows, they don't do that. These other shows, they don't send the actual audio. These other shows will, you hear the audio coming through the phone. It just sounds horrible. Does that make any sense? Or are you confused?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So when we run a show on Facebook Live, and I mean, and I am bragging a little bit here, we'll run like a 20-minute segment of the show on Facebook Live, and it's listened by so many people. I mean, it's really, this is the point I'm getting at. I mean, there's 500 some odd people, 600 some odd people that will listen to every, or watch every video, right? So they'll watch it, which is really cool, you know, that they watch it. But more importantly, it sounds really good. All right?
Right.
So I'm saying that for us, there's sort of a reward for the people to watch our show. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if they listen to these other shows, they sound horrible. And I know I'm not presenting this correctly the way I want to, but I'm saying that when you listen to our show, it just sounds better. It sounds better. Like you hear me, you hear you, you hear the phone, you hear listeners, you know. It's everything. When you listen to these other shows on Facebook Live, it's just the main person talking. And I know you're not understanding what I'm trying to say, but it's just what I'm saying is we went the extra step. We paid the extra money to go the extra step to make the Facebook Live sound better.
Yeah.
So now we put it out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we put it out there, and it sounds amazing. So there are more people listening to it, you know? And that's what I'm saying. We're you know, I just think our presentation's better than a lot of these professional outlets, other professional outlets. So by that, I'm just saying that we're getting more views on Facebook, I guess is how I'm presenting it. If any of that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have so many people that listen, you know. And, you know, well, and the next thing I want to say is that if you're out there and you're a business, I mean, don't you want to put money on a show that, you know, that has, by the way, don't you want to put money on a show that has hundreds of people watching it every day on Facebook Live?
Of course.
Absolutely, right?
Yeah.
And, that makes sense. Whereas compared to these other shows where it's just, it just doesn't sound right. If you understand what I'm saying, because I don't know how to explain what it is without just, you know, telling people just listen to us and listen to them and you'll know what I'm talking about. We sound better. And I know it's not a major thing, you know, but if you watch our shows on Facebook Live, all right, there's a reason that our shows on Facebook Live, people will actually watch and listen to. You know, granted, I don't think we should be doing hour long, you know, hour and a half long shows on Facebook. But right. I'm saying that even if we put on for a few minutes something from the show, people will watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, that makes our value more. So while I'm asking people to, you know, come over and spend a little money, for God's sakes.
Right.
You know, put your business on and let us help you. So I hope you understood what I'm trying to say in this mess, this whole mess. But, you know, because I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain what they're doing, what the other stations are doing.
Yeah.
Other than to just say it's just it's just embarrassing. How it's horrible, you know. And I don't want to name names because they can't help it.
Right.
They don't have the things that we bought, but it's like, hey man, we actually went out of the way. We purchased things to make the phones work correctly.
Right.
These other people can't figure it out. So they're out there putting this inferior product out, and that's why nobody's watching their... Like, I'll see they'll put out videos, a Facebook video, you know, and they'll say, oh, yeah, you know, check out a piece of our show, and nobody will watch it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is you can't hear it.
Right.
And then that's why there's 600 people watching ours and 12 people watching yours.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know if you understood that, but that's something I wanted to say. As a reason why people should advertise on our station, you know.
Yes.
Right? You don't know what I was talking about. I'm all over the place today. I don't know.
Yes, you are.
Well, I'm trying to explain something. It's just not coming out right.
Yeah.
Obviously, going to sleep 4 hours before the show starts is a bad idea.
Probably.
Let's see. What else do I want to say? I should probably do a... We should probably jump on a Facebook Live and do a video.
About what?
I don't know. I don't know. We should, you know... We should promote the show.
It's a slow news day.
Yeah, I know. I was noticing that. You're not giving me any news today.
There isn't anything out there.
I blame you.
Don't you blame me.
Oh, we don't have Gatlinburg. We don't have, you know.
That was all yesterday. The end of the world was coming.
Yeah. Let me plug this stupid thing in. All right, hold on. Make sure that
it is Wednesday, isn't it?
It is Wednesday.
Thank God.
Yeah, right? What is that your way of saying, one more day left?
No, I get paid tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
First.
Look at that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Desperately needed.
Yeah, I need money too.
Desperately needed.
All right, let me get this thing. You can tell I'm getting ready to go on Facebook Live here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, be putting this thing on. All right. Let's see, what should I call it? What should I call it today?
I don't know.
Oh, you're no help.
I'm no help Wednesday.
I'll put a... Ray Lytle show. No, what's the name of this show? The Morning Disaster, right? Oh. I don't know the name of the show.
You don't even know what the name
I
of
don't
the
even
show
know.
Is today.
I tell you, I don't have any sleep. All right. Morning Disaster live Wednesday.
Yep.
Wednesday 11:30.
Last day November.
1/6. Okay. All right, let's go with the Facebook Live. We'll go with the Facebook Live. And then I will just click. Oh, I got to turn the light on. Oh, crap. Hold on. All right. There we go. Peaceful about people can hear us. They can see us, including my bad hair. Now I click the go live button. Hello, Facebook Live. How you doing? It is the morning disaster. I am Ray Lytle. Nikki is with me. Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
And we are live, reminding everybody on Facebook Live that you can hear the morning disaster every single day at, well, I was going to say 8:30, but that's not true because we're changing the times. So you hear us starting at 9 o'clock next week, all right? Mm-hmm. Show starts at 9 o'clock every single day, and we want you to tune in. It's that simple. Right, Nikki? I hear her trying to watch
it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Is that right? I mean, everybody tune in, and you'll hear us and see us and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And blah, 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 blah. And then you can watch. There'll be hundreds of people that have viewed our videos and, you know.
Yeah.
Which is better than like 12 people. I hear now. I hear now that
it's fixed now.
All right. Do you get it fixed in the background, Nikki?
Yes.
So now you can watch it and... Are we coming through fine?
Yes.
All right. I know you're having some kind of trouble there. Oh, I just took off my glass. I look horrible. My eyes are... I got to get this surgery. Can you see my picture in the Facebook Live? Mm-hmm. Look at my eye, okay?
Yeah.
See how bad it looks? Okay, but look at this. Boom.
You're lagging behind for some reason on my
computer. It's going to lag, yeah.
Nope. Live video interrupted.
Oh. I wonder what that is.
The broadcast has been paused. It should resume shortly.
I wonder what that's about.
I don't know. You're breaking up.
You know what it is? We get too many people watching. Stupid thing.
Now you're back.
Stupid thing. Yeah, so I need to fix these eyes.
It's really pixelated.
Yeah, be pixelated with my fingers and my eyes. I'm going to start picking my nose. Yeah, so anyway, you can watch the Facebook Live video. And, you know, then watch us live. Or listen to us live. Every single day. Every single day at morningdisaster.net.
Except Friday.
Yeah.
We're not live.
Yeah, I guess you only want to do... I guess you want to do
not
Monday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, well, I guess you want to do Monday through Thursday.
There you go.
You won't get anything on the other days. It sounds of us snoring.
And tomorrow we start at 8:30, but Monday...
It's 9 o'clock.
That's right.
Every day at 9 o'clock starting Monday. All right?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. We are going to have free shows every day from 9 until 10. All right, so let me see. Now I'm going to look and see at some of the people who have commented, all right? So we have Donovan, Tina. Hello, Tina. Hello, Jeremy. Hello, Todd. And Susan. Susie. Oh, that's Susie. That is Gas Girl Susie. Man, what an impressive person she was. Do you remember Gas Girl Susie?
Yep.
She could blow ass with the best of them. I'm telling you. She could fart on demand. What an impressive woman she is.
There's Dawn.
And then, yeah, there's the Big D. Hey, Big D. Mm-hmm. How you doing, buddy? I miss Big D.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Him and Jen.
Yeah, of course I miss Jen. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, you really don't. Hey, Big D is. But Jen, hey, come on, you got to miss Jen. Right? So there you go.
My
now,
arch enemy.
Oh, yes, Ben, of course, he listens to us every day. Yeah, but I know he's your arch enemy, but seriously, he does listen every day.
I know.
And Ben is. Nikki's enemy.
Not sure why. I don't remember.
No, I think he likes you. No, he likes you.
I think it's the other way around.
Oh yeah, you don't like him, mm-hmm. but you don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Mm. There's a reason, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah, there's something that happened in the past.
Yes.
So anyway, we're on Facebook Live, we're just letting everybody know that we are here and we will be here starting Monday, Monday morning. You will be able to hear a little bit of the disaster on Facebook Live every single day. All right? Every single day. By the way, Big D is saying, I'm sitting at work doing nothing. Jen and that fat guy that takes her places is how he describes his wife. That's awesome. So yeah, you should definitely tune in starting Monday. Tune in starting Monday. We'll be on Facebook Live for a little bit every single day. All right. Nikki and I will try our best to entertain you for a few minutes on Facebook Live, and then you can go listen to the rest of it exclusively on morningdisaster.net. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So what it means is you're going to get a little bit of the show on Facebook Live, and the rest of the show you'll either listen on the TuneIn Radio app, or you will listen on the the actual stream itself, just going to morningdisaster.net. All right? The big push for listeners is starting next Monday, Nikki.
Okay.
Next Monday.
Monday,
which means now I'm going to have to change my shirt every day. Oh, damn it.
Yep.
Which sucks because I really like this shirt that I'm wearing, but I have a feeling my wife's going to make me, I have a feeling that my wife's going to make me change this shirt soon. Because I'm going like 5 days on it, but I'm really comfortable with this shirt, you know. Is that too much? Yeah, see, I think
change
I should...
Change your shirt every day because you're going to take a shower every day.
Yeah, I haven't taken a shower every day, so, you know. But I have taken a shower during this shirt's run, you know.
Like, and then you got to wash the shirt.
Yeah, I'll take the shower, then I'll put the shirt back on. Well, it's very comfortable. It really is.
Well, then your stink is stuck to your shirt.
Yeah, well, you know. It makes me very happy. Oh, and also, we're putting out there, if you're a local advertiser and you would like to... be mentioned on the show. It's very, very inexpensive. Get hold of me. We'll put your, we'll put your name on and blah, blah, blah. Okay?
We got somebody listening from Georgia.
Well, hello, Georgia. Good morning from Warner Robins, Georgia, is what it says on the thing, right?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And there's a bunch of people that are, I'm seeing a bunch of comments and forgive me if I don't read them all. But anyway, I just want to jump on here on Facebook Live and let you know that coming Monday, we will be live on Facebook Live every single day. All right?
What?
Well, for just, Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't scare me.
Well,
like
we're not going to be on it. The days where we're not doing a show, we're not going to be on. For God's sakes.
There's Gully. Why is he not calling in?
Yeah. This Gully, who doesn't call into the show, but yet he's in the chat room or in the whatever.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Oh, I promise. I'm not supposed to cuss on Facebook Live.
Yeah,
so
it's a lot better than what you dropped yesterday.
Son of a biscuit eater. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yesterday on Facebook Live, anybody who was listening, I dropped a F sports clips. So, forgive me for that. I apologize. I don't want anybody thinking that I'm, that's what kind of person I am, that I drop such language.
You are that kind of person.
I am, but I don't want anybody to know that, Trying to stay clean and,
Yeah.
But anyways, starting Monday, tune in Facebook Live every single day for morningdisaster.net, okay? And I'll hang up here, and then we're going to go back and just do it on the internet. So morningdisaster.net, if you're watching this, we'll go listen to the rest of the show right now at morningdisaster.net and blah, blah, blah. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Monday, is when we'll be going full blown. And Facebook Live, like I said, it's only going to be like 15 minutes of the Facebook Live, but it's going to be 15 minutes that you could definitely check out. All right, does everything sound good?
Yep.
All right, I like it. Everybody on Facebook Live, thank you so much, and we will talk to you on Monday. I mean, let's face it, we'll probably go again tomorrow, but for sure on Monday. So long. All right, there we go. So now we got a Facebook Live thing. And now, Nikki, if you'll listen to it, and don't listen today, or don't listen, you know, during the show, but at some point today, it will, you know, you'll go listen to it, and it'll sound fantastic, you know. Mm-hmm. And you'll notice it sounds so much better than these other radio stations.
Right.
Yeah. That can't figure out how to do what we're doing, so, you know, I paid a bunch of money to get this done, and now it works great.
Awesome.
All right, so there, now we got the Facebook Live video out. And it is amazing. Can I point out how amazing... Hello, oh, Jesus Christ, hold on.
What was that?
Oh, that was... It started playing on my phone. I started doing the same thing I told you not to do. Yeah, that's what happened. I hope I posted it. Yeah. So anyway, I wanted to I want to get that out there. Let everybody know that there's going to be on Monday that we're going to be on live, and we're being I'm amazed by our amount of listeners. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've always been amazed at our listeners, but I mean, I'm really, you know, I'm exceptionally amazed though, because it has been, I mean, the numbers are earth shattering. I mean, they really are. Mm-hmm. You got 500-600 people watching those videos. You know, the hundreds of people that are listening to the show. I mean, you know, and this is what I want to say on Monday, especially. When we start the show on Monday, we're sort of retooling everything. You know, not to where it's noticeable, but we've noticed some things, like people will download the show every day, and they'll download like an hour and a half, you know, and they just can't possibly listen to that, all right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to shrink the show down to like an hour a day, and hopefully they'll listen to that. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're trying to jack up the listeners, and, you know, and we'll go from there. That's what we're trying to do. So there we go. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So starting Monday, it'll be exceptional hour-long shows and all that stuff. All right? Let's see. What else do I need to promote? Anything else? Because I don't know. I don't think I got... I just think I didn't get enough sleep.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
It's a slow news day.
Yeah, slow news day sucks too.
And there's really nothing.
So what happened? Wildfire thing?
Is that what you're talking about?
The wildfire thing burn out or what?
No. It's not as bad as it was. They had a bunch of rain.
Oh, it rained. Oh, really?
Yeah, and there's more rain today, so
hopefully they'll put the fire out.
Yeah, and then they came back later in the day and said that there are people that are taking care of the animals. We're safe.
Oh, they saved all those animals?
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Yeah, I was really worried about that.
That'd be horrible.
Yeah, it was.
Well, there is nothing worse than the smell of burnt chimpanzee, sir.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's horrible. What are you talking about?
Well, but the chimpanzees, they would burn to death. As would the orang-outangs. I'm sorry, the orang-outangs, the giraffes, the panda bears. The panda bears would burn up, sir. They would smell horrible. Can you? It's hard to get the smell of burnt pandas out of the air. I'll just put that out there. Just put it out there for anyone to mention.
Oh, thank you, little Lloyd. I had no idea that the burnt panda smell would be so great. It would be horrifying to people.
Well, just imagine a young child, sir, smelling up the smell of a burnt kittens. That'd be very unpleasant.
Little Lloyd, go stick your finger.
Well, I don't know. Do they have kittens at the? I mean, this isn't much of a zoo if they have kittens, is it?
Oh no, sir. This zoo is a very, very big time.
It wasn't a zoo anyway.
Yes, it's a zoo of animals. I'll be burnt. Children walking through with all the charcoal-formed animals. Why, look, there's a charcoal-formed chimpanzee. And then a stiff wind comes and it just blows away.
Oh, for goodness sakes. That's enough out of you, little Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. All right, let's see. We got some callers. Who we got here first? I see Gully is on the phone. Hello, Gully.
Hi.
And hello, Gully.
I also see a caller is on the phone, 309 area code. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Ray. It's TJ.
Oh, hey, TJ.
Hi, TJ.
How's it going, Nikki?
Fine.
I got your parts. I'll be down tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
That sounds ominous.
Yeah.
Not those kind of parts, Gully. Car parts.
Ah, right. So yeah. It's a crankshaft, is it?
Hey, yeah, I got your crankshaft.
I'm going to go ahead and repair the car.
Got your crankshaft right here, baby. I'm going to stick my shaft in. Mm.
Got some nuts for you.
I'm going to put it in deep. Oh, yeah.
Exhaust.
I've dealt with enough craziness. I think I'm all right on women for a while.
Yeah, I'm going to move my hips around a circle and give you the whole crankshaft.
Oh, Lord.
Mm. I'll let you hold my gear stick.
My gear shifter. Yeah, baby. I'll give it to you good.
The show is just deteriorating by the second.
Oh, yeah. You hot mama. Yeah, baby. TJ, what, you're giving up on women for a while?
I think I'm just going to give up on dating for a while. Focus on the show, focus on the job, focus on my son.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's a good, who knows?
Yep. The soon-to-be ex-wife has gone into a program to help her out, and I figure, you know, maybe I just need to be single for a while.
Well, yeah. Well, she's in a program. It's, you know, come on. If the cat's away.
You know, that was the first thought.
The mice have got to play, you know.
That was the first thought.
Absolutely.
You might as well.
But I've still got Riley running around like crazy, and I get him every afternoon now. So. Got to take care of him, keep an eye on him.
I think you should get with Nikki.
What?
But make
love.
What, to go to a swinger party or something?
No, because it would just be sex. Like, you wouldn't even talk.
No.
Yeah.
Come
like,
on.
You just show up to like Nikki's apartment and just knock on the door. And then
you
just
don't
say anything. Yeah, you don't say anything. Just answer the door.
You can have missionary. You don't have to put it in her ass or nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, switch it around. Like, Nikki, sometimes she'll answer the door. She won't say anything to you. She'll just bend over. And then take it. And you just put it in there. Pump, you know?
Pound it good.
And then when you're done, you just turn and walk out the door.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Have a relationship like that. You guys don't even have to talk. Just come in and give her the old gear shifter.
Right in the exhaust.
Yeah, give it to her right in the exhaust. And then leave.
Start shifting to 10 speed, huh?
Yeah. Oh. You ever had a relationship like that? Anybody ever had a relationship like that?
No. Sadly.
I mean, I've had relationships where...
That's not a relationship.
Well, yeah, sure it was. You know, I've had relationships where you didn't say anything. You just sort of... I mean, you said a little stuff, but like a booty call, you know? Of course, I say booty call.
I was stationed in Germany.
Yeah. There was a woman in Germany that you would just go over and have sex with and leave.
Yep.
I say booty call for mine, but it was before the mobile phone was even big, you know?
Well, that was the late 80s.
Late 80s, yeah. So I would... I'd call a girl and go over to the house and she'd open the door and I'd go in and, you know, get my business in and go. That'd be it.
Park your car in a parking space.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Be late at night. But then I'd be the hell out of there as soon as I was done, you know. That's a good relationship. The girl was always, you know, like sleeping or half dressed or whatever. And it wasn't a lot. I mean, there's only a few times, but that's the best kind, you know?
Yeah. No strings.
Yeah. Nikki, you ever had a relationship where you like, you never talk to the guy?
No.
You always talk to him?
Yes.
Ugh.
Ugh, that sounds like hard work.
It does seem like a lot of work. Ugh.
I talk.
I mean, you know, like a relationship where, like, there just isn't any talking, you know? It just is what it is. Go in there and, you know.
Still are friends and talk.
Yeah, not really, no. You know, just.
Then no.
Oh.
Something to be said for going at it like jackrabbits instead of talking.
Yeah,
though.
And then just not, you know, not even talking about it.
No.
Just whipping it out and getting on with it.
Like, not knowing any, like, the girl. All right, in 1990, there's a girl I dated like early summer of 1990, and I didn't date her. I should switch that. There was a girl that I just hooked up with, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I just hooked up with her. I don't know if she had a boyfriend. I don't know if she had, I know she had a job, but I don't know anything about her. Nothing. It's just like a booty call. There was something appealing about, you know, like calling this girl or having her call me or whatever at all hours of the morning. And then just, you know, grabbing a rubber and heading over. There was something amazing. Was that
romantic?
Yeah, but there was something about that was sort of romantic.
I used to do it with my ex-fiance, and because we fell out on bad terms,
yeah.
I used to come really quickly and not let her finish.
That's nice going.
She was a bitch. She deserved it.
I don't know. I'm saying that this, like, you know, like, I didn't even know, I didn't know anything about this girl. Nothing. I couldn't tell you if she had siblings. I couldn't tell you.
The one I was talking about,
you know,
I was an MP.
Yeah.
And she worked at the hospital there in Kaiserslautern, Longstuhl Medical Center.
Kaiserslautern?
So, what's that?
Kaiserslautern.
That sounds like something you'd do if you went to Nikki's.
Yeah. Oh, I Kaiserslautern all over her back. Oh, yeah. She loved it, too.
There was good microbrew there, Gully.
Yeah.
Ooh. Don't get me started. I'm beer free now.
Good for you, Gully. I'm proud of you. Keep it up. Don't be enticed.
Don't be cautious.
Yeah, don't let me suck you in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll just pick up the slack for you and Spanky.
Hell yeah.
I like how Nikki, are you thinking about it a little bit, Nikki, you know?
No.
Oh.
I'm just letting you guys go on.
Not even a little bit? You're not even interested in this kind of relationship?
Mm-hmm. No wiener schnitzel for you.
I'm too old for that.
Well, make yourself feel young again. Like,
no.
I don't know. I might. Yeah.
I'm glad I'm past that drama.
Yeah. I act like I am, but I know if I'd be too lazy.
Do you know what? Somehow the only words that the other person would say to me would be moans, and that would be enough for me to not do it anymore.
Yeah, see, for me, I'll tell you what, I didn't even care about any of that. You know what I mean? But I think that made me good.
Selfish.
Yeah, but I think that made me really good.
Made you selfish.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This girl seemed to like it. But I don't think she didn't really like me. I mean, she liked me, but just not in that way. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing to, there was, if you ever had a relationship like this, like during the booty call days, there was nothing that ever led to more. Does that make sense? You know, It was just what it was.
Right.
And it wasn't that many times for me, but it was nice, you know. You hook up, do your business, and then you just leave.
Yep.
In fact, they did not want you staying around.
Well, you didn't want to stay around.
And I didn't want to stay around. No, that's what I'm saying. It was perfect. A perfect relationship.
That small talk is just horrible sometimes. Yeah. You can't think of anything to say. It's like, ugh.
Exactly.
I wish you'd just not talk.
Like, here was the small talk was basically, hey, thanks for waking up. Oh, no problem. Great. And then boom, you just go
you
at it.
Stayed the night?
No, I wouldn't stay the
fell
night.
Fell asleep?
No, I'm saying that the girl would be home, okay? And I would call her. Like, it'd be late. Like, I'd be at the bars, and I wouldn't find anybody at the bar who was, you know, who just...
Were you a parking lot troller?
No, I was young and I had fame, you know? Which is, I don't know, which just wasn't always cool. Because people that, you know, they think you make a lot of money because you're famous, but, you know, I didn't make any money, you know? I was a punk kid. I was 21 or whatever, 20, however old I was, I don't know how old I was. And I just showed up and, you know, did my business and left.
Did you wipe your penis on the curtains right before you left?
No, I was really respectful with this girl, you know.
Oh.
Just the wedding dress.
Yeah, no, that wasn't this kind of girl, though. It was a different kind of girl. No, I would show up, I'd be very respectful. She'd be sleeping sometimes or laying in bed, and I'd call and I'd say, hey, what are you doing? And she'd say, I just went to bed. And I said, oh, okay, is it too late? And she goes, no, you can come by. And I said, you sure? She goes, yeah. I said, okay.
Oosh.
And then I just drove over, walked up, knocked on the door. She opened it. And then we sometimes wouldn't even talk. Just go right to the bedroom.
I like the sound of that.
Well, I'm just saying that that's how it was. And then climbed to bed, did whatever, and then left. That was the relationship right there. That was it.
So fulfilling.
That was the... But that's the thing, though, Nikki. I mean, I don't know if she had a boyfriend outside of this. I don't know... I know I met her at a bar, this girl. I met her in a bar and we hooked up and, you know. But there just wasn't anything there. There just wasn't any, there was nothing more than what it was. It just was. And
sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah, and then, you know, it just, we had just stopped. It was no big deal. There was never even any, there was just never even any discussion about us stopping. Nothing.
We need to give life lessons to women in England to do this type of thing.
Well, it's available. I mean, you gotta go for it.
Or you can be a hypnotist and everyone will do it.
Dude, I gotta be honest. I don't even know this girl's last name. Well, of course I wouldn't know it now, but back then I just didn't even know her last name. I just knew go to the house, have sex, and leave.
That works.
Yeah. And then I'd run home, I'd take a real quick shower, and then I'd go to bed and wake up and go do my show. That's it. And then, nice. I stopped, I got busy and I started seeing other people and I just stopped calling her. She never, I don't know, but it was a pretty good relationship. So that's what I'm saying, Nikki, you should get into a relationship like that,
No.
Because then you don't have to put up with the guy talking and being there and blah, blah, blah.
I don't like all that.
Oh.
Take the penis and be on your way.
No. I mean, if you like that, that's fine. But who knows?
I talk enough.
Maybe she was gay. Ew. Oh, that's kind of hot.
The girl you were with?
Yeah.
Maybe you turned it to the dark side.
Right? Oh, no. Ooh. Maybe she was like a lesbian. Oh, that was kind of hot. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know much about it. There's a few times, call the girl, go over, have sex with her and leave. She didn't seem to care. She was like, whatever, come over and, But I'm saying that we did have, there was like some, it was good sex,
Yep.
And there was something that was really good about, and then sometimes I'd call her, there was just no answer.
She's probably doing somebody else.
Probably, yeah. I mean, that could have been. I don't think that we had a caller ID back then. Was caller ID around the 90s? In the 1990?
I don't remember.
Late
90s. I got married in, 92. But my wife and I left Texas in 90, in late 90. So, But whatever it is, sometimes I call, the girl wouldn't answer. Other times I call, she'd answer. I go, hey, you up? And she'd go, yeah. I say, you mind if I come over? No, come on over. And then boom, that's it. That's like the extent of the conversation.
Back at the net.
Yeah. And then sometimes, one time I came home from the bar, the phone was ringing. I picked it up and I go, hey. And she goes, hey, are you awake? And I go, yeah. She goes, you want to come over? I go, yeah. And that was
holding one.
That was the extent of the conversation.
I'm going to see how many sporting analogies I can tell for sex when you talk about this woman. I've got four so far.
Well, no, I don't talk about. I mean, Nikki has done the show with me. I don't talk about that. I'm telling you, I don't even remember this girl's name. This wasn't a big part of my life. It's mysterious now, so I talk about it, but it wasn't. It really wasn't a big deal. Or at least not as much as we talk about it. We talk about it, makes it seem like it's something that, but it really wasn't. And there was the extent of it. So I do wonder now that I'm older, I wonder what her backstory was. But back then I just didn't care. And that's what made it work, I think,
Maybe you were one of a group.
Maybe, who knows? I could have been. Or she could have been gay, or she could have been dating somebody, or...
Yeah.
Maybe she had a boyfriend that was overseas in the war, so I don't know.
You never can tell.
I couldn't tell, and I liked it that way. But I do know when I first met her, it was in a bar. So she was out with her friends, and I think that her friend... And I think... I don't remember. I was going to say, I think I ran into her one night when she was out with friends, but then I don't remember that for sure. Might just be my mind playing tricks. All right. Anyway, it is 10 o'clock. It's after 10 o'clock, so I got to wrap up the show. Tomorrow, last show of the week, and last show that starts at 8:30. Then Monday. Listen to how excited Nikki is.
Oh, dear. I mean, it's all this talk of penis.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, look at her. She's no. I think she's just excited about waking up later.
Yes.
And then Monday, we start at 9 a.m., on the New Morning Disaster, which will also, feature live Facebook and, blah, blah, blah. So there we go. There we go, people.
Sounds good to me.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for today. TJ, good to talk to you. Gully, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. I may have to call you in for some tech support, Ray.
Oh, yeah. All right. Just let me know. All right, let me know. Gully, good to talk to you. And
take care.
Mickey?
Yes.
Sure you don't want TJ to stop by with his crankshaft and
no.
Drop a load. Yeah. Drop a load in you.
No.
Oh yeah.
Hey, you mind if I come by and drop a load in?
My oil's been checked lately. It's just fine.
Oh really? Mm-hmm. Hooking up with someone, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Can I put this in your trunk?
No, it's locked.
Yeah, we'll drop this load. I'm gonna drop this big load on you. Well, there's nothing is more gross than that, by the way. There's nothing on earth more gross than hearing, yeah, I'm gonna drop a big load on you. Ugh. I can imagine most women just being ugh.
Violently sick.
Yeah, like, oh God, drop a big load. Ugh, disgusting. All right, until tomorrow, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
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 That wraps up today's show, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Disaster.